We often assume that evangelical Christian voters belong to the religious right, that their politics are as conservative as their religious beliefs. Commentator William McKenzie says that stereotype is misleading.
Karl Rove says he wants 4 million more evangelical votes this year. They could put President Bush over the top. The president's advisors should dig deeper. Evangelicals may all emphasize personal conversions and the authority of Scripture, but they don't all vote alike. Some of them are political moderates. You may not have heard much about them because moderate evangelicals don't have radio networks, TV shows, and big newsletters to promote their views. But they represent about a third of all evangelicals, according to a survey by the University of Akron. These theologically conservative yet socially progressive voters go right on sexual morality, but they lean left when it comes to fighting poverty. They also worry about the environment. A progressive group called Evangelicals for Social Action lists that as one of their top concerns. And some moderate evangelicals are uncomfortable with the way America's using its power around the world. For them, the doctrine of preemptive strikes is hard to equate with being a peacemaker. George W. Bush won most of these votes in 2000, and he has an advantage with them because his personal conversion resonates with many born-again evangelicals, more so than John Kerry's Roman Catholicism. But whether some of these voters stay with the president depends upon how he frames the campaign. That is, if conversations I've had with moderate evangelical leaders are any indication. If Mr. Bush emphasizes his compassionate side with issues like a fair health care policy, then he could keep moderate evangelicals. And if he walks more humbly across the world stage and uses diplomacy as much as might, then he could win them. But if the president's foreign policy looks imperialistic, then these voters could disappear fast. The same is true if he plays too hard to the right on issues like tax cuts. A new poll by the Religion and Ethics Newsweekly shows moderate evangelicals agree with their conservative brethren on issues like gay marriage. But when the agenda shifts from moral concerns, that moderate evangelicals start to splinter away. In fact, John Kerry may have a chance with some evangelical voters if he uses the language of justice, stewardship, and peace. And if he emphasizes the personal morality evangelicals of all stripes prefer in a candidate. Moderate evangelicals are the religious version of NASCAR dads. They are a swing group in this year's election, and they are not waiting for a call from Karl Rove to go vote. They think on their own.
Those are the comments of William McKenzie, an editorial columnist for the Dallas Morning News.